Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of Muslims severing ties for more than 3 days unless it is due to some reason or there is some explicit act of sin by the person that he would normally keep contact with. Now if there is fear that this person by keeping in that person's company who is involved in some type of sin, or that person is some type of influential person and he'll influence him towards something that is wrong. Now Shariat allows you to stay away from that type of person. But obviously here there is a valid reason. What these ahadiths are speaking about is where one person stops speaking to another person for some dunyawi reason, for some worldly reason. They may have had an argument over something, they may have had a disagreement over something, he doesn't like something that this person has said or has done. So it is some personal tiff that they had and now he doesn't want to speak to him, doesn't want to know him. So now this is what is discouraged in Sharia. Obviously where there is something for a deeni purpose and a greater reason, then Sharia allows for that, it gives allowance for that. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ فِي كُلِّ اثْنَيْنِ وَخَمْسٍ فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا امْرَأً كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَاءً فَيَقُولُ اُتْرُكُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ narrated, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, actions are presented to Allah Pak every Mondays and Thursdays. So every Mondays and Thursdays, our actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak forgives every person who does not ascribe any partner with Allah except for the person who harbors enmity towards his brother. So now look, this is the mercy, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the actions are presented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such that He forgives every action. He is referring to minor sins. Allah Pak just forgives it of every person except the one, every person who does not ascribe any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for the one who harbors enmity towards his brother. He says, leave the two until they reconcile. Allah Pak says, leave these two. Forgiven everyone who hasn't ascribed any partner to Allah, except those two people that had enmity towards each other. Allah Pak says, leave these two until they reconcile. When they reconcile, then I will forgive their sins. So it shows us something that having enmity, having this severing relationship is such a bad thing that it even prevents us from getting the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The armed forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people are prevented from getting that forgiveness. So serious it is to harbor enmity, to break up ties, and to have any type of hostility towards one person to have against his brother. And Jabir radiallahu anhu qala, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, inna shaytana qad ya'isa an ya'budahu al-musalluna fi jazirat al-arab, walakin fi al-tahrish baynahum. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, shaytan has no hope of being worshipped in the Arabian Peninsula by those who establish Salah. Such a effort of Iman was made in that Arabian Peninsula that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Shaitan has no hope of being worshipped in that Arabian Peninsula by who? By those who establish Salah. Nowadays we see a lot of things that are happening in the Arabian Peninsula around the Arab worlds. We may think to ourselves that this hadith is saying that Shaitan has lost hope that he will be worshipped there. But look at what this hadith is saying, by those that establish Salah, those that are firm with Salah, Shaitan has lost hope of being worshipped in that area by those who establish Salah. Here we can see that those that don't care about the Salah, they don't care about aspects about Deen, so for them now to start worshipping and to start compromising their Deen as far as the non-Muslims are concerned, that is no surprise. Here Shaitan has lost hope as far as those who are established and were firm with Salah. One other thing we learn from here is those that are firm with Salah, those that establish Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from all these type of fitnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from the attack of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from the plot of shaitan. So one way of protecting ourselves is to be firm with our Salah. But what shaitan does, now the next part of this hadith, is but he tries to cause enmity between them. As you can see openly. Enmity between them, between one country, one person and another person, one Arab state and another Arab state. He lost hope that he would be in worship, but what he managed to do was create some enmity between the people. So this is Shaitan's plot. Sometimes he loses the plot in terms of one, but he knows that when he creates the enmity, that this opens up doors for many, many other things. So how beautiful the words of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaitan has lost hope as far as being worshipped in the Arabian Peninsula by those who establish Salah, but he tries to cause enmity between them. One more hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful, it is not permissible for a Muslim to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 days. One who severs ties for more than 3 days and passes away will enter the fire of Jahannam. So serious it is. A person who severs ties more than 3 days and he passes away in that condition, then he'll enter the fire of Jahannam. Here again, we realize that this family ties and keeping ties with our brothers, etc., is something that is extremely important. Who wants to pass away in this condition where he has broken up ties? Firstly, that first hadith that we have read here, that a person now is prevented from the general forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if he passes away also in that condition, he'll enter the fire of Jahannam. So easy way to do it is the hadith that we did yesterday, is yabda' bi salam. They begin with salam. If you see that person, just make salam. There's no need for a person, if his tabiat doesn't allow him to continuously speak to that person or talk to him extra, there's no difficulty, there's no harm. You just need to make salam, that's all. And he has fulfilled his responsibility. Here what these hadiths are talking about, where ties are broken to such an extent that one brother doesn't even want to make salam to another brother. One Muslim doesn't even want to make salam to another Muslim. He can make salam, show a good face, and that's it. He carries on his way. So that relationship, that ta'alluq as far as salam is there, that is correct. Or make salam and ask a person, how are you feeling? That's it. And carry on. So this person doesn't fall under the ambit of this hadith, where for some worldly reason he has broken ties with his fellow Muslim brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Today we see how many incidents, one partner doesn't want to talk to another partner, one brother doesn't want to talk to another brother, sometimes father doesn't want to talk to son, sometimes mother doesn't speak to the children. So many different. If this is the harm of one strange Muslim not talking to another strange Muslim, can you imagine the effect of the father not talking to the son, mother not talking to the children, brothers not talking? How much more serious this is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak save us. We should always think that we're in this world for a very short period of time. There's no need to have any enemies. There's no need to have any people that we dislike for any worldly reason. So try and keep a clean heart. Try and keep a shining heart. Try and keep a good heart. At least this is something we can present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we try to keep our heart clean. Doesn't mean that a person has to go out of his way to go and speak and visit if he's not happy, but at least that much he did was he just kept his heart clean and he kept himself occupied with whatever good actions he could keep himself occupied. But he didn't take a dirty heart, he didn't take a stained heart when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.